It's day 9 of October 15 at wonderful Audio Boom Community Audio Month. Yes. And today's topic is melody. Songs that you really like because of their melody. I'm kind of thinking, along with some others that have said that, you know, if you like the melody of a song, you're going to like the song. And it's pretty much true, to be honest with you. And looking at things, you know, pretty much most of the music that you will have, no matter where you keep it, store it, listen to it, has good melody, because it has to be by nature a composition that goes with the lyrics or a. So it's difficult to actually pick out something, just say, well, I really like this, just for the melody. I'm not keen on the words. So anyway, but no matter. And of course, there's so many. I found another topic that I found difficult to even kind of comprehend. Because if I like a melody, I've invariably got the music, or heard the music. And I like it. So it's a composition of everything, isn't it? No matter what it is. Unless it's purely an instrumental, of course, and there are no lyrics. And then there you go, you've got a brilliant melody, you go right away. So anyway, by the way, the intro to this particular topic is a song from 1956 by the Jack and Jills. And it's called I Hear a Melody. I just thought I'd stick that one in. Anyway, getting down to picking out, say, about three tracks that I'm going to play. Not really a random selection. I had a look through my music and I thought, well, I suppose to try and, yeah, kind of cross-section, a kind of cross-section of music. Anyway, the first one that's coming up is Steeler's Wheel. And they had a hit with this particular track called Stuck in the Middle, or if you like, Stuck in the Middle with You, to give it its full title. And they were actually a Scottish folk rock band, if you like, formed in Scotland, obviously, in Paisley and Renfrewshire. And they were formed originally, the two that got together was Joe Egan and Jerry Rafferty. Who? Jerry who? Yeah, ears prick up at Jerry Rafferty's name. I wonder how many people's ears prick up at the name of Joe Egan. No matter. They eventually formed what was to become Steeler's Wheel, and then they were joined by Rab Noakes, big name as well, Ian Campbell and Roger Brown. Anyway, Stuck in the Middle with You reached number 6 in the US Billboard. I think it reached less than that in the UK tracks, I can't just quite remember. And that was 1973. Actually sold over 1 million copies worldwide and got a gold disc, so there you go, not too bad at all. And if you listen to the melody of this particular song, this track, then right from the start you can hear it, and it just carries on, and right through, and that's what carries it right through from beginning to finish, with the odd wee bridge, I suppose, like a bridge over troubled water. There's another one, huh? Anyway, so Stuck in the Middle with You.
Nothing, and your palate, you're a salary man.
second track I'm going to play is by a guy I guess most people won't even have heard of him, John Coburn Stewart. John Stewart, he was really known as, and he formed along with one other guy, not with one other guy, sorry, he joined a group, the Kingston Trio. They were in the 60s. But John Stewart was actually more known as a songwriter for other people. He was pretty influential, I guess, in the American folk music movement of the 60s. And he wrote, well, amongst many other major hits for other people, Daydream Believer for the Monkees. There you go. The track I'm going to play is Gold. And again, the melody in this is just rhythmic. In fact, this particular track is very rhythmic. It just carries you into the music. It carries you along through the track. And I just think it's a lovely, lovely song. On this, by the way, on Gold, he is joined as backing vocals by the wonderful and beautiful and gorgeous and very talented, which is more pertaining than all the other features I just described, talented Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac fame, and also by Lindsey Buckingham, the guitarist and singer in the same Fleetwood Mac. But I just think it's a wonderful, wonderful track, and there has been quite a few cover versions to my knowledge of this song. I haven't heard them particularly, but something jogs my mind that someone else did have a good go at this. But anyway, as I said, it's just the whole rhythm of it, and Stevie Nicks with backing vocals boosts the whole thing up. But John Stewart's actually a very, very good singer. But it's the whole piece, the whole rhythmic melody that carries it through. There you go.
Sing it.
And my third and last piece of melody, melodic music. Ooh, well, if anyone out there does not recognise this tune, where the hell have you been? One of, in my mind, the most musical and melodic tracks to a song that could ever be, and it's Superstition by the wonderful, great Stevie Wonder. But, well, what can you say about Stevie Wonder hasn't already been said? Anyway, it comes from his Talking Book album, and it reached number one in the Soul Singles charts. I can't remember where, but I know it reached number one, and it reached number one over here, pretty sure. It's actually ranked so high up in the, I think it's the top 100 or 500 greatest songs of all time. That says something about it. It doesn't matter when you play the song, or at least as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't matter when you play a song. It just takes you right back to Stevie's heyday when he was pumping out tracks. He was also a fantastic musician. I mean, we all know him on the keyboard, but he played many other instruments as well. In fact, I'll read you just a wee snippet that I came across, and I've scrolled this down. It says on his iconic recording, the song's opening drum beat, which is pretty obvious when you hear it, was performed by Stevie Wonder on a kit that Scott Matthews provided at the record plant in Hollywood. And the funky clavinet riff, that's the clav, as you know in the profession, it was played on a Hohner clavinet Model C and a Moog synthesizer bass. There's the technical stuff. They were all performed by Stevie Wonder, so he built it up, in other words, you know, he dubbed over. And the song also features trumpet and tenor saxophone, played respectfully by Steve Madeo and Trevor Lawrence. That's just a wee bit of additional information. But hey, Superstition, can't play this without just thinking of this guy who's just so damn wonderful. Yeah, that's my three for melody. Yes. Thank you.